But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and GM of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, after his team beats the Colts in overtime 38-35. Congratulations on the win, Jerry.
Good morning. Very pleased that we won. I was nervous as hell, especially in overtime when we sent old coin flip out there to kick that 38-yarder.
That's what you call your kicker?
Yeah, that's Beeler's nickname, coin flip. Plus, I had a $75,000 bet with Jared Jr. on the game. He was betting Colts.
Your own son betting against the team, huh?
Yeah, can you imagine that?
No.
You give me one good reason I shouldn't fire his ass right now from every job that I've propped him up with over the years.
Well, I got to ask you about another job, and that's the job that your interim head coach is doing. 3-1 now under Jason Garrett. Has he done enough in your mind to earn the permanent title?
Well, what I think you have to look at is the players. These players are really out there playing for pride, and I've been really impressed with them.
All right, but certainly you're pleased as well with the job that Jason Garrett's doing.
Well, Marion Barber is healing, and we look forward to him getting back on the field.
You seem to always avoid talking glowingly about Jason Garrett. Do you have some master plan where you're just not going to talk about him?
You know, it's funny. Reminds me of this morning I woke up and I went into my kitchen area where we keep our kitchen things, and I was going to fix my regular cup of coffee, but it turned out we didn't have any full calf, and all we had was half calf, and so I had to drink twice as much of that.
Okay, he's not going to talk about him.
Not a word about Jason Garrett. All right, what about Deshard Choice? Now, that was pretty interesting yesterday. Goes for 100 yards in the game.
Well, I think you have to look at the players around him and how much they want to win on the football field that we have available to us.
Yeah,
every game.
But he went for, 5 yards a carry, which is something you really hadn't had at the...
Well, we are certainly always trying to improve the game presentation at our stadium, and that's why I'm now adding exploding pyramids and a big pair of breasts that hang off the midget board and shoot beer on the people. And,
okay, well, that's about stadium presentation. I was trying to talk about Deshard Choice and just what he meant to you yesterday and how he kind of sparked the ground game.
Almost as what?
What?
You know,
he's not going to talk about that.
Your question makes me wonder. Do you like that song that goes, "Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Fitching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild." You know that song?
Yeah. Elvis did real well with it, I guess. But
oh, was that Elvis?
I think so. Yeah, wasn't it?
Well, we'll certainly look into that.
God. Jerry. A lot of people are wondering if you're even going to remain as the GM of this team as time moves forward.
Well, there are a few things in life that are, I would say, certain. And one is that the Pope is Catholic. Two is that Barack Obama is a socialist. And three is that I will be the GM of this team long after my death.
After your death?
Yes.
That's weird. How do you have that set up?
I just have all the moves planned out.
And they have to carry them out even after you're gone. Huh?
That's right.
So Cowboy fans don't even get a break when you die?
No, I will still be the GM of this team, kind of emeritus kind of deal. Believe me, long after I'm dead, and Jason Garrett will still be the interim head coach. I'm rooting for Garrett Top to win all these games, but I'll never lift that interim title as long as my dead body is alive and BMing.
Gosh.
And even after, because as long as he's interim, I save on benefits.
Oh, right, and you motivate him too, right?
Yeah, he doesn't get health care, dental, doesn't get 401k. Plus, he's always trying to get that job, get that head coaching job without that interim title. That keeps him motivated.
That's a weird plan, Jerry.
Well, everybody, I want everybody to come on out there to the our next home game. I think it's against the Eagles.
Yes, it is.
And you'll get a few things that you can look forward to. Number one is that Wade will be working concessions stage him, because I found out he's still on the payroll because he had a contract, so I'm going to put him to work.
Okay.
He'll be at concessions, and also we're trying to get those huge boobs up in that picture.
That's just weird.
Idiocracy.
That'll shoot beer on the people.
I don't think that's a good feature at all.
But I think fans would love that, actually.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There's the fake Jerry with you on a Monday morning after the Cowboy game. 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It is weird that Tashard Choice has to wait this long to get his chance. And once he gets it, it's still downplayed. And we'll talk about that next.
Sports Radio 1310.